Chicks Show. We've got a good one for you here, but now it's time for the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And in the studio, I've got Treat Hartman here. Good morning, Treat.
Good morning.
And some friends of yours that you guys brought in. Shelly Hartman couldn't make it, so she sent a couple folks over. Carly Parsley and Kristen Kubizak from Brookside Farms. Good morning to you, ladies.
Good morning.
There, that's some nice voices. I like it. Mm-hmm. That's me and three ladies in the studio. I feel so outnumbered. But all right. So I guess tell me a little bit about the farm, Kristen, and kind of how long have you guys been around?
Yeah. So it's a centennial farm. I guess our great great grandpa was originally a dairy farm, and our grandpa George Fritz planted the first blueberry bush in 1956 at the home farm in Goebbels.
Okay, and so that it's the Fritz family. You guys don't have the Fritz names, but it's the Fritz family,
right.
And it's been a family tradition in a farm since day one, right?
It has.
How's that been? I mean, because you're always kind of working with family. Is it okay, or do you get tired of family sometimes?
There's good and bad.
Very political. I said we weren't going to talk farm politics, but there you go. That was a very political answer. No, I get it for sure. You know, there's some benefits to working with family, and I'm sure at the end of the day there isn't some. But, hey, I guess tell me about what you guys do, because I know that you guys are you're a blueberry farm, right?
Yeah.
But we're here to also talk about strawberries right now. What's going on with strawberries with you guys?
Yeah, so this is our first year selling some Michigan strawberries in our retail, specifically in our one retail location, which is in Pawpaw. And we are selling Ketchum Family Farms strawberries, mm-hmm. which was previously LeDuc's.
I recognize that name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
and why is the name change?
I think LeDuc's sold.
They sold out? Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah. Right. And so Ketchum's this is their first year running the strawberry business. And
sure.
So we've partnered with them this year to help sell their strawberries.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you guys are just selling them. You guys don't grow strawberries.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So I guess as you guys have been around for just about forever, you're in Pawpaw, right? Or is it Goebbels, Pawpaw?
So our home farm is in Goebbels, and we have a retail for blueberries there in the summertime. But yeah, I think we'll talk mostly about Pawpaw today. That's where we're going to have our strawberries. People can come in and buy flats of strawberries, and we'll have lots of goodies that
right.
have to do with strawberries for the next few weeks.
Sure. How much did the strawberries cost? No, we don't know. We're not sure yet.
Yeah, we are unsure yet. It's a decision to be made in the next few days.
Is it a market time? You know, how much they cost that day, like gasoline?
Kind of.
Uh-huh. Kind of.
It will be until we set it.
I think, unfortunately, just like everything is so expensive.
Yeah,
so
I get it.
We're kind of just, you know.
Well, it could cost 10 cents more a gallon by that mm-hmm. day just to bring mm-hmm. them to
Absolutely.
Where they're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Treat, what's the connection here between True Blue and Brookside?
Well, we've known them for years and years and years. We knew their grandpa, George. We didn't know great-grandpa, but we knew your grandpa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, just the connection of blueberries and fruit in general, local, good families, you
right.
know, that kind of thing. So just thought we'd bring them on board and let them share what they have to say. And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess let's talk retail store. What do you guys have in the retail store?
Yeah. So starting Saturday, we're going to have some strawberries. And I think by next week, we'll have some ice cream and we'll have our smoothie machine up and running. And we'll be excited to have customers come
ice
on
cream
in.
Will line them up too.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
Very nice. So, you know, what has your guys' experience? I guess I'll start with you, Carly. Your personal experience with farming. I mean, what do you like about it?
Yeah.
That's Carly.
Yep. This is me. I you know, we joked about good and bad days, which is kind of a joke, but not really. But I really do love farming with my family every day. Like, I get to work alongside my dad, my brother, my mom and dad, my cousins and my uncle and aunt. And that's probably like the highlight of farming.
Right.
But then on top of that, we believe in the product that we grow. We love blueberries. We love the health benefits of blueberries. We love that they taste good and are easy to eat.
Right.
And now probably my favorite part is doing it with our kids. Like, our kids get to watch us do it, and they have grown a giant passion for anything to do with farming.
You're starting the new generation of farming lovers.
Yeah. And so that's probably the most exciting part moving forward is watching them grow a passion for this lifestyle. And
well, and that's, we talk about families in the country and, you know, some of the deterioration of it. And I think that has been a lot of things that's hurt farming too. Because it used to be farming was always such a family organization. And over the years, it's turned into a corporate organization. Mm-hmm. And you lose that passion when you turn things into a corporate business. But, yeah. So you kind of agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so Kristen, what do you like about it?
So, I mean, I'm going to say the same thing as Carly. I literally love farming with our family. It's the best. But I also love being in the retail space, and I love having customers come in and get to have that, you know, conversation of, like, where your food comes from and why we're growing blueberries or strawberries or raspberries or apples or whatever we're growing. And just making that connection with agriculture and, you know, how your food ends up on your dinner table. Right. And it's so exciting to see that and be part of it.
Well, if you believe in good and evil, yin and yang, you know the next question is, what don't you like about it? There's got to be something. There has to be.
I think
getting up at 5 a.m, I don't know would be for me.
The season is so short, so it does get really intense in the middle of July. Yeah. And as you're creeping toward the end of August, it gets pretty intense, but I'd say for the most part, we really enjoy it.
You really enjoy it? Well, I would think so. Yeah. And it's important that you do, you know, enjoy what, because it's your living, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is it the same for you? What, you know, anything different that bothers you about it? Are they getting up that early in the morning?
Well, I'm an early riser, so that doesn't bother me. But
being 120 degrees in the field some days.
No, what bothers me about farming? It can get really hairy and just emotions run high when things are, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a short season that you do everything in. Like, your whole entire business operates within, like, these 8 weeks, right? Not to get political, but, like, regulations and all those things, those are some of the things that I don't like about farming.
Sure.
Definitely.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. And of course, you know, they need to be there. And the bad thing about regulations is somebody did something that makes it that you had to have a regulation. Yep. So, but I'm sure dealing with the government cannot be the highlight of any part of your day.
Yeah,
no matter what it's about. Treat, do you have anything you want to ask them? We got another minute here in this segment.
I was
going
to say weather to us, you know, is always like such a gamble. You know, we do the preventative things, but then all of a sudden something else happens and you're just...
Yeah, doesn't rain for 3 weeks.
Yeah, things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get, those are certainly hard things to overcome, but how do you overcome Mother Nature? Sprinkler systems. I mean, there's...
Yeah, yep. I mean, yeah, there's things in place, you know, frost control and, irrigation for drought and whatnot. Yeah, but sometimes they're just... It's completely unavoidable. How do you control the weather when it's...
Too frozen, too much of a freeze, and you can't irrigate.
Yeah.
I think you do it with the new government's weather control device that we're hearing that they have. But, hey, we do need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the ladies from Brookside Farms on the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show with the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Carly Parsley and Kristen Kubizak, Brookside Farms. We've had some pretty cool conversation about the retail store. talked about the blueberries, that they're going to be having strawberries here. But you guys got a couple different locations, and in different locations, you do different things. And you have one in Pawpaw, correct?
Yeah.
And Martin, right?
Yep.
I guess, Kristen, kind of tell us a little bit about Pawpaw and, you know, what you guys do there.
Yeah, so our location is right off of M40 on 44th Ave. And we have a pretty big blueberry you pick, so you can, you know, bring your families in starting right around the 4th of July through August. Come on and you pick, and we sell ready-to-pick blueberries. And then we have a full bakery, so we make all of our own pies, and we have turnovers and cookies and, you know, lots of yummy things.
I didn't, you know, I've lived in South Haven all my life, and blueberries are always a talk. I didn't think that they were there quite that early, around July 4th. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess so. I mean, they're coming off the bush already by then.
So we do have some early varieties on our farm. So we're usually rocking and rolling and have our U-picks or our retail stocked by the 4th.
Is that the same for you guys at True Blue?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Carly, I guess tell me a little bit about Martin, which, as you said, is by the Speedway. My sidekick, who's here for the next part. Well, he actually not coming in today, but for the next part of the show, that's all he wants to ever talk about is the Speedway and the racing. But so you guys are by there in Martin.
Yeah, we're a mile and a half west of 31 there. So yeah, we hear the Speedway going all summer long.
Right.
Yeah, it's one of our newer locations. We've been there for about 10 years. We've owned that farm. Same thing, we have blueberries for you pick, and we also have ready pick. Over the last 10 years, we've been planting other things, so we also have you pick raspberries come fall, and then we have a you pick apple orchard as well. We had last year, our first year, a you pick pumpkin patch. And you cut flowers. So
Ooh, that's fun.
Lots of fun things.
So do you guys have, I mean, is the farm one of those things that is growing where it has become kind of an attraction? Like, I'm sure you've heard of cranes. Mm-hmm. When you go there, I mean, there's just people everywhere, and it's all those sort of things. That's kind of what's happening at your place in Martin?
Yeah, I think that we've always wanted to keep it smaller in the sense that we never want to lose the feel of people coming to the farm. And our number one goal is to educate. Like, we want kids and we want moms and dads to know, like, where their food comes from. So that's number one. And then, yeah, I mean, we want them to come and have a good time, too.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, so in Martin, we've added a bakery as well. So it mimics our Pawpaw farm, and we do, you know, pies and muffins and cookies, and we also do donuts.
Donuts always seem to go pretty well.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam Lalone from Patriot Foods was here last week, and we talked a lot about buying local and in season and how important that is. And I'm sure you guys kind of are that, and that's got to be the education that you guys need to preach, correct?
Absolutely. Not only, and I'm maybe a little biased, but there's nothing better, and you can probably attest to this too, right? There's nothing better than a fresh picked blueberry.
From Michigan.
Especially from Michigan, but 100%. Mm-hmm. You come and get a blueberry in July or August, and you can't, you're never going to buy a blueberry any other time throughout the year that's going to taste that good. And you're supporting local farmers, you're supporting local businesses. Yeah. We employ a lot of local high school students. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're not telling me anything new because I mean I grew up by the apple orchard and I went and grabbed the apple and wiped the fertilizer pesticides off the apple and ate it.
Sure.
That's just how that was, and it couldn't have been better. I don't think
absolutely.
So hopefully I'm immune to it now. But
and strawberries are the same way; they 100%. Taste so much better.
Yeah.
My gosh, you don't have to take the white shoulders off of the fruit and you know just eat. Eat it.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I think there just was an issue with strawberries coming out of California just a few days ago, seems like. But and I was actually talking to someone who, her family, she grew up in blueberries, and I said something about, she goes, oh, they're nasty strawberries from California.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, they're just flavorless and
they
just
have bred
not,
the flavor out of so many, so they can transport them.
Yeah.
They'll hold up easier, better, so they claim on the shelf, but they're flavorless.
Yeah. And that's what I, even when we talked about, you know, people putting blueberries down in South America on a boat and still being able to come up here and call them fresh, I wouldn't think that if they've been on a boat for more than a day, they could be fresh. But
yeah,
that's
like 8 weeks, 8 to 12 weeks.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's not fresh to me. Fresh is from, you know, living where we live. Fresh is walking out there and pulling it off the vine, the grapes, having some, you know, the strawberries that you bend over, you pick them right off the ground.
Yeah.
The blueberries right off the bush. I mean, that's where we are. That's fresh to me.
So read your labels on the store. It's kind of important.
Yeah. And, you know, and from what I hear is they usually try to almost hide that and keep it very small.
Hmm.
So really, I mean, what do people look for if they want to make sure they're buying fresh produce that's coming from farms here in Michigan or from you guys?
The label will say grown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the country origin is usually what we say. So even on frozen packages, look for the grown in USA, because it will say packed in USA, but that doesn't mean the same thing.
So when they can say packed, that could be delivered from somewhere in there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So I guess, I mean, is that sleight of hand, or is that just is that just truth and transparency
sleight
in packaging?
Of hand. That's why we push so hard to get the country of origin on the label, on all labels.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
we've got a couple of minutes left. Is there anything that in this segment? Then we got a whole other segment to talk about this. But what do you guys want to talk about? I'll throw it to you guys.
Yeah. Well, we missed one location that we have, and it's my grandma, who actually just passed away almost a year ago this month.
Yeah.
She started the original, vision for our farm for U-Pick and getting people out on the farm to pick their blueberries. So there's one more location in Goebbels, and it's a little bit smaller. We've kept it to grandma's, tradition of just U-Pick and ready pick. We have some of our baked goods there and other things, but that was her vision to get people on the farm and see where their food's coming from.
And so I don't have to ask you for each one of those places' address and where they are, so people just find them. You guys got a website or something where people can go on and find out those locations?
We do. Yep, we do. It's BrooksideFarmsMI.com.
BrooksideFarmsMI.com.
Yep.
And make sure if I don't ask again in the next segment, you make me do that again. Because, I mean, it's like, okay, we could go through a bunch of details on what road you're on, that might be easier. I think most people can figure that out these days. Okay, so, hey, Treat, with about a minute left, it's your turn to ask a question. What would you ask of these ladies?
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Well, I see your enthusiasm that your grandpa had. Mm. I remember seeing him as a young girl, and I was like, man, I couldn't believe that from an insurance agent, right? His insurance and the dairy, had the dairy, to go into blueberries. And he instilled that in you, and it's so cool to see that. Mm. So what made you want to have that also? I mean, surely you could have done anything pretty much you wanted. Mm-hmm.
I am certain it is just like growing up on the farm and then watching our grandpa and our dads just love what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I ran our grandma and grandpa's original U-Pick like all through college and, we just grew up right there doing it all.
Yeah. So I guess probably if I were to answer that for you, it's in your blood. It's what you've done. It's what you do. And you're very happy to do it. And these ladies are very smiley about it. So I do believe I believe them when they tell me that they like it. But we do need to take a break. We'll be back with Carly, Kristen, and Treat on the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
And now, a special message from Paul Landecker, Operations Program Director at Midwest Family Broadcasting.
First thing that really impressed me about Moondog Productions was the Facebook videos that Rob was putting up. Some of the South Haven videos and some of the other things, the award-winning videos that he has and put up so everybody can see them. The quality that is in those videos, the time he takes, the expertise that he has in making our little town of South Haven look amazing worldwide. We asked Moondog Productions to do a couple of videos for our Summer Jam and Smooth Jazz concerts this past summer. Totally unexpected that he got those videos back to us within 10 days. I mean, it was quick turnaround. They exceeded my expectations on how they looked. Moondog Productions is no small town operation. And the work they do is major market stuff. It's really, really well done. We didn't have a big budget for this. Rob and Moondog Productions took every cent and made it all work for us very economically. The quality of the product, the ease of working with Moondog Productions, it's simple. I have no doubt that if you have need of quality, big time video at low cost, Rob's your guy. Moondog Productions is where you need to go.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Carly, Kristen, and Treat here in the studio. And I guess to immediately want to make sure we talk about one more time is the strawberries, which is a little bit later today. You guys are going to be having strawberries for sale, correct?
Correct.
All right. So, and where is that going to be?
At our Pawpaw location.
At the Pawpaw location.
Yep, right off M40, a few miles from town.
And then you can go on the website at, what's the website again? Where they can go to find it?
BrooksideFarmsMI.com. We also have a Facebook page that we make updates on. We probably make the most updates on our social media platform. So, would be the place.
So check out their social media on Facebook, and you have Twitter and all that stuff too?
No, we're not that high tech.
Facebook.
We're farmers still.
Find them on Facebook. You can find the website. Obviously, if they find the website, they can probably get a phone number.
Absolutely.
and make a phone call also. Mm-hmm. Okay, so strawberries later today. Go get them in Pawpaw. I think that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so a little later this summer, obviously blueberries are coming. What are you guys doing right now to kind of gear up for that season? Because I know blueberries are going to be here, but you guys also have a retail store where you have a lot of products. And I guess I'd rather know about the products you have in those retail stores.
Well, I mean, we've been busy all winter, so we have a kitchen that we work in all winter, so we can all of our own jam from fruit that we've frozen. Most of it was grown right on our farm. So we've been making our own jam. We do salsa, and then we're working on, like, we make all of our own cookies and, like, have our cookie pucks ready to go for the summer so we can have fresh goodies all summer.
Now who's in charge of making all that stuff?
That would be Kristen.
That would be Kristen. So you're the woman in charge, and you're the taskmaster in the kitchen. She's gonna act like she's not, but I gotta. But if you're gonna run a kitchen, and you got how many people in this kitchen do you have?
So
staff?
We have two full time girls and my mom who's worked with us all winter. Okay. But then when it rolls into the summer, we have lots of girls to make pull our retails off.
And is that all family, or do you guys hire outside to come in?
No, we have outside people.
Okay.
We have a family member in all of our locations for the most part, but then we hire lots of good girls.
Perfect. I've got to believe you do have to be a bit of a taskmaster, though, to run a kitchen and making sure it all happens, because it's a fine orchestra, really. There's a lot of moving parts, and they all have to work together and end up in the jar. And that's when it all happens, you're like, how the heck did that happen? Can't believe that actually happened. So, Carly?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say Kristen's being modest because right now she's about to just crank out pies. So we make all of our own pies, and she's about to fill our freezers with pies.
So you make a bunch and freeze them, or when it comes to that time of the year, are you making them fresh and putting them right out that day?
We kind of have like a process. So we freeze all of our own. We make our homemade dough, and we have a pie press. So we make our shells, and then we make our filling and top them and freeze them, and then bake them fresh on the daily when blueberry season starts.
When it's in season.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, how many would you do in a day when you're in season?
Well, we sell thousands of pies over the summer, but I mean, how many pies? We probably sell 100 pies.
100 pies.
Yeah.
How many do you think is the most you've ever made in a day?
Ooh. Ooh, you can make a lot of pies in the day.
Yeah.
We can make 500 shells in a day.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Ooh, wow.
Yeah, that's certainly a lot.
Can you buy them frozen?
Yeah. Yes. So you can get take and bake pies from us, or in season we have them already baked and ready to go.
Yep. So like if you come today to get strawberries, you can get a frozen pie to take home.
You get a frozen pie.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Well, sounds good. All right. So, well, anything else? Anybody get anything? Anything else? If they come out there, is there a special gift that comes out if you get strawberries and come out and say hi? If they tell them that they heard us on the show, that they heard this,
what would be their special gift?
I don't know. Stumper, but it never hurts to ask. So if you hear it, you can
tell us about it. We'll come up with something.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
We will. Yeah, absolutely.
And then you could post it on your
100%.
Facebook.
100%.
Once strawberries get rocking and rolling, we're going to have some, like, we're going to do some strawberry shortcake kits, but next week, once we're rocking and rolling, we'll have some good things.
Yep.
So, and you guys sound like you guys are always looking for new things and kind of growing. Is anything new coming along in the next couple years that you're excited about?
Yeah, actually, it just got delivered yesterday, but we are going to be pressing our own cider at our Martin location.
Wow.
So that's... that's something new for us. So hopefully we'll be doing that this fall. But if not, you know, construction with just where everything is
right
these days is a little bit slower. So right, if it's not this fall, next fall. But that's like the newest thing on the horizon. Good. We have in the works some maple syrup projects, maybe like a sugar house at our Pawpaw location where people can come and watch the syrup be boiled and maybe have a pancake or two with some fresh maple syrup.
That is a sticky business.
It is.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to wash off if you get enough on you. Especially the blueberry store, they have a blueberry syrup.
Oh, syrup, yeah.
And that is sticky. It is really, really sticky. All right, well, we got about 3 minutes left. Is there anything that you just want anybody to know out there?
I'm saying everyone should come pick blueberries. Whatever farm you're going to go to, come pick some fresh blueberries this summer. Come out and get fresh strawberries. Make a visit to your local farm.
At the blueberry, what variety do you have out there, or varieties?
Yeah, it's going to depend on which location you go to. There's multiple varieties at every location, but we have varieties early season, mid-season, late. The varieties that people typically like seek after, we definitely have Blue Crop and Jerseys at all three locations.
Those are the oldies but goodies.
Those are the oldies but goodies.
People love them.
Yep, but we have a variety of really yummy blueberries for
anything
sure.
That's a little more exotic or not as well known.
Yeah, I mean, we've planted some new stuff. We have some people and customers that really, really like a variety that we've planted called Sensation.
Sensation.
They are sensational.
Mm-hmm. Really? Ah. Okay. And I guess what do they taste like?
Do you know your blueberries?
Well, I know that they can be tart, they can be sweet, they can be juicy, Carly. They can be dry. That's about where I'm at.
I would say they're good in the middle.
Yeah.
Yep. They're not too sweet.
Not too sweet, not too tart.
They're not a Jersey, but they're not an Elliot.
People like the size.
Yep. They're nice size.
Huge.
Okay.
So not really necessarily a baking blueberry.
Yeah, no, I would say a fresh.
Okay.
Yep, to eat.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess with 1 minute left, let's throw out your contact information again and let everybody know where they can find you online so they can find you at one of three locations.
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is brooksidefarmsmi.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are on Facebook and Instagram, not on Twitter.
Okay, and that's where you need to go to find out about the strawberries a little later today in Pawpaw. Ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Hey, thank you.
Treat, thanks for bringing them in.
Thank you. More than welcome.
Yeah,
enjoy them.
And we thank Shelley, of course, for her involvement, because I know she was a bit involved with this, too. So
yeah,
it's
absolutely
been a pleasure. All right, well, we will be back on... I guess before we come back, we at least say this is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store, and Carly Parsley and Kristen Kubizak, and I think I eventually did okay with all those names. All right.
Got it.
From Brookside Farms, Family Farm, you guys sound like you're doing a great thing out there.
Hey, thank you.
All right, we'll be back on Robert's Burnduck. We'll be what?
I said they are doing a great job out there. Their farms are beautiful.
Caught me right in the middle. All right, we'll be back on Robert's Burnduck Show.